So I would say a lot of times we are dealing with what I call racial justice resistors. People who for one reason or another don't think that we should be talking about race at all, or at least not in the way that you're approaching them. A few things. Number one, choose your battles. So if this is someone with whom you are in community, then it may make sense to engage. So this could be a family member, a close friend, someone you see on a weekly or even a more frequent basis, a coworker. Those cases, you may want to engage. But even then, you have to evaluate. Are they willing to engage in a good faith discussion? For instance, if they offer you a resource to read that would explain their perspective, are they willing to accept a resource from you to read or to study to understand your perspective, or is it just a one-sided conversation? Choosing your battles also means not choosing some engagements, and so it's probably not a productive use of your time to go back and forth on social media with someone. Beyond that, after you've decided, okay, this is someone I want to engage with, I often find that stories of your personal experience are helpful. It's much more engaging, and it's a little bit harder to deny when someone's sitting across from you telling you about their own experience. You tend to want to empathize or understand, or at least hear them out first. From there, I think if it's a Christian, it would be helpful to bring in some biblical examples, to never assume that they already know what the Bible says about race, but to talk about different passages in the Bible about God's unfolding plan to incorporate a racially, ethnically, nationally, linguistically diverse church. And then from there, you might want to bring in some other areas, like history. History has a lot of cold, hard facts that when you present them to people, they got to do something with it. They might reject it, they might take a different perspective, but they can't say they didn't know. And hopefully, as you slowly and gradually and patiently have these conversations, you'll open up a window. Some fresh air, some fresh perspectives can flow through. Now, it might not always work, and that's okay. But if you present them with this information, if you're humble and sincere in your approach, I think you've done your part.
How to Fight Racism by Jamar Tisby is on sale now. Order your copy today at howtofightracism.com.